How many of you are doing lead generation for your business? And if you are doing lead generation for your business, the question that I have for any business owner is, how are you responding to your leads? Are you responding on time or just ignoring the leads, or are you not able to manage the inquiries that you receive on a daily basis? Hey, you are listening to Dream 100 Business Show podcast with Savita Hosamani. We at Dream 100 Business Show are on a mission to help business owners to move to the next level in their personal and business journey by helping them to make smarter decisions. In this show, we decode what goes on in the minds of successful business owners during challenging times and how they converted their dreams into profitable products or services. I wanted to get product photography done for a client of mine. I connected to two photographers whose services I had taken earlier. They heard my requirement and said, "We will let you know soon on the dates and the time." And they did not bother to call or message me in the next 4 to 5 days. When I called them up, one of them said that he is not keeping well. And the other said, "Give me 10 minutes. I will check and get back to you." And this happened with the subsequent follow-ups also, and he never got back to me. I got the photo shoot done eventually with another photographer. And the second one came back later replying, saying that his wife had delivered a baby and so he could not respond earlier. So what goes on in your minds when you listen to these kind of answers? With the first one who said he's not keeping well, I actually postponed with my client the date of the shoot and waited for him for a week, and he never bothered to reply. So you can imagine my state of mind. I would have appreciated both of them if they had just messaged me their situations and told that we are not able to attend to it at the moment, so you please find your own solutions. So now, do you agree that good lead management requires a combination of timely follow-up, personalized communication, and you should have empathy for the person who is inquiring your customer's needs, isn't it? So today's episode is all about the top three strategies or the top three tips for handling the leads which are generated effectively. Because handling leads effectively is crucial for your sales conversions and achieving business goals. So let's look at the three ways to handle leads. The first way is that there has to be prompt and personalized communication. When a person has approached to you who is a lead, it is your top priority to respond promptly and personally as well. It can be in the form of an email, phone call, or even a social media message, reaching out to leads on time and stating what is it that you can do for them at that moment, because it shows your commitment and as well as your interest. When you do this, it builds rapport with the lead, establishes trust, and there are chances of in converting that lead into a customer. So a prompt and personalized communication is very, very essential. Second tip is that not every lead that or every inquiry that you get will be ready to make an immediate purchase decision, isn't it? Because some of them tell me that we are so prompt on responding to each and every lead, but they don't get converted. just because a lead doesn't get converted doesn't mean that you have to be disappointed or take the next leads in a lighter manner. What you have to do is implement a lead nurturing strategy. So what do I mean by it? That is, you have to stay connected with your leads and keep them engaged. You can do it either through your blogs, articles, or webinars, where their pain points are being addressed and how the solutions are being provided through your company. Few of them take up this email marketing campaigns to deliver these messages, and thereby unknowingly a relationship is being built when you are nurturing these leads, even though they have not made any kind of conversion with you. Just by staying on the top of their mind and providing ongoing value, you increase the chances of conversion, so that whenever the lead is ready to buy or when they are ready to go ahead with that solution, you will be the first person who will be there on the top of their minds. Now, coming to the third tip is lead tracking and analysis. It is equally important for you to track and analyze the behavior of these leads. If the persons to whom you are nurturing, are they really going through your content? Are they interacting with your content? You can use tracking tools and analytics to monitor if they are on your website or on your emails or social media, if they are responding to your social media messages, or if they are commenting and liking. That means that they are interacting with the content that you are sharing. By understanding how these leads are interacting with your brand, you can start identifying whether they are interested and what are their preferences and their readiness to buy. This information will help you to customize your approach and your efforts so that you will be allowing for more effective lead handling and higher conversion rates in the coming times. So now remember, effective lead management requires a combination of the timely communication, slowly nurturing through relationship building, and providing data-driven insights. That is, you are tracking whether these leads are actually engaging on nurturing that you are providing. By implementing these best practices, you can nurture your leads effectively, you can manage your leads effectively, and bring and build stronger relationships with your prospective customers and thereby drive your business growth. If you found any of these tips useful, share it with the relevant persons whom you think will find this useful as well. And if you have implemented any of these strategies, let us know what works well for your business. Thank you so much for being such a wonderful listener. And we look forward to hearing from you at the earliest.